figured out how to trick myself, okay? Like, what I mean is do fun exercises, meaning I'm outside shooting basketball with my boys, or we throw the football and we do pass patterns, right? So I have to take off running 15 or 20 yards, they throw to me, then they do the same. So I'm tricking myself into running because I don't like to run, all right? I'm a former football player. The only reason why I should ever run is to hit somebody.
Welcome to the Ziggler Show, where we inspire your true performance. I'm your host, Kevin Miller. Today, we are back with Chris Hogan, our guest in show 571. We go behind the scenes with Chris for our habits show and talk through the seven spokes in the Ziggler Wheel of Life, hearing what challenges and healthy habits that Chris employs in his daily life for overall success. I got a kick out of him talking, as you heard in the intro, about exercise and looking for things he really enjoys because it's not running and his only reason to run is to hit people. I like that. Words to live by. You can follow Chris at Twitter and Instagram at Chris Hogan, H-O-G-A-N, 360. And online at chrishogan360.com or Facebook, same thing, chrishogan360.com. Before we dive in with Chris, got some great resources for you.
I'm a foodie and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill bottled in bond bourbon. It really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill bottled in bond bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family owned since 1935. And I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra rich, smooth taste. And right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
All right, folks. Well, here we go with Chris Hogan and his habits for success. All right, Chris, it was a gift to do the main show with you, folks. You got to make sure you listen to that. Don't miss it. But in that, I'm going to pull out as we hit the Ziggler Wheel of Life, the seven spokes, and talk about your habits. I love the quote that you almost ended the last show with. You said, money comes from work. Improvement comes from effort. Beautiful segue, and we'll dive in now. Number one spoke, want to know what your daily habits are, what the challenges are for your physical health and well-being.
Yes. Well, listen, I have intentionally gotten healthier this past year, all right? I've been exercising, doing some things intentional. Why? Because, you know, I've got challenges. For example, I travel a lot. So that's an excuse to be able to eat just terrible stuff for myself, right? And then go not sleep well and get up and perform. So I found that, you know, doing some exercise, and I figured out how to trick myself, okay? Like, what I mean is do fun exercises, meaning I'm outside shooting basketball with my boys, or we throw the football and we do pass patterns, right? So I have to take off running 15 or 20 yards, they throw to me, then they do the same. So I'm tricking myself into running because I don't like to run. All right. I'm a former football player. The only reason why I should ever run is to hit somebody. And that's not legal these days. Right. I'm not on a football field. So I've got to think differently about that because I want to be around. You know, I want to keep myself healthy to be here for my boys and to be here to help as many people as possible. And so I have to be intentional with that. It's not something that'll just happen. I have to make it a priority. And so that's one of those things that I'm really intentional and focused on and being aware, you know, one of the things you have to do before you ever start to make improvement is you got to get rid of excuses. And I say that because I had one of my defensive coordinators in college. He was old and crusty, just, I think he was 150 years old, right? He wasn't that old, I'd make him biblical, but he was old, but he was so feisty. And I'll never forget, he made a statement to me. I missed a play. I missed a tackle. As a freshman, he brought me over to the sideline. He goes, Hogan, why'd you miss that tackle? And I said, Coach, the man was holding me. The referee didn't make the call. And he just looked at me with disgust, right? As I'm sitting here making these excuses. And he said, son, an excuse is the skin of a lie wrapped with a reason. And I'm like looking at him going, I said, what? He goes, an excuse is the skin of a lie wrapped with a reason. He said, listen, don't make excuses, make plays. And I went over and sat down, and I have to tell you, that was the second piece of wisdom that helped change my life outside of my opportunity versus chance that we talked about before. But literally, so for that, looking at this and then looking at Zeke's wheel, what you can't do is make excuses for yourself. You've got to make a decision. You will or you won't, but don't ever say you can't.
Okay, that's stout. Thank you for that. Let's go into family. And I know you've married three boys, and family is a big focus. What are the, again, the challenges, which I'm going to guess maybe some of your travel you already talked about in that health, and what are the things that you do to keep it healthy?
Right. Well, challenges is always time, and there's always something to do, right? There's this fictitional thing out there called balance, which I don't believe in. I think we need to be focused. I think we need to be right in the middle of what matters most at the right time. What I mean by that is, you know, being at work when I'm at work and being at home when I'm at home and being 100% there. So for family, what I do is I'm very intentional. I do date nights. I do date days with my boys where I take them to breakfast one-on-one or as a group. But it's about spending time with your family, understanding this is what you're working hard for. You know, don't have family time and sit all in the living room with everybody plugged into a device, right? And not communicating. That's not connecting. So we actually have family time where there are no electronics at all. You know, we don't have the TV on. We don't have phones or iPads. We're actually playing a game. And so we're sitting around, and I'm literally a product of this. I learned to play Rummy and Scrabble at like age 7 and 8 with my grandparents, right? And so I'm passing that along to my kids where they get to pick a new game a month, and we'll get it and sit down and learn to play it. You know, they love playing life with me. You know, they like to see when I go broke on the game. You know, it's just funny to them. But being intentional like that and spending time as a family is a big
deal. Any recent new game that you guys are digging?
Actually, yes. Listen, we are back on Uno, okay? And Uno is almost like an Olympic event, all right? These boys are serious. But then also Monopoly. The boys do not like to stop. They want to play until everyone's broke, right? They want a true champion. So we've had a lot of fun
with it. That is great. And it's so funny because Monopoly, I don't know why my kids have gotten into that, so they keep bringing it out. And they're learning their finances, but they're getting brutal is what they're doing.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's you have to bring your A game. But I love that Monopoly has all these different versions out. You know, there's a Doctor Who version that the boys love to play. But again, teaching them about money, teaching them about negotiating, and just having fun. So we have
We're
a blast.
Raising landlords. Okay, I like it. All right, next spoke here, Chris, is mental. What's happening there with you?
Well, with mental, I'm trying to make sure that I'm pushing myself, meaning, you know, leaders are readers. You know, it's important to read and be engaged. Don't sit in front of the TV and numb out for 9 hours, you know, or 5 hours on the weekend, but be intentional. And so I have things that I read for fun. I have things that I read for growth. And I have things that I'm just reading, just personal appreciation type things that I really enjoy. And so I always want to look at that and make sure that I'm reaching for something. And I'm pushing myself. And so I set goals for myself there. You know, Zeke taught me that years ago. I keep a note card of my five big goals that I'm chasing each year, as well as the family goals. I mean, in each of these areas, I typically set 3 to 4 goals a year. And I keep myself accountable using my calendar on my computer to see where am I? You know, am I making progress? Am I getting better or getting worse? Because there is no staying the same.
Okay, so I got to ask, we, of course, our focus is growth reading primarily, but you mentioned fun reading. So again, just like asking what the recent game is you guys are into, what's a good fun read you've had recently?
Oh my goodness. I am reading a book called Living with a Seal. And I can't remember the author's name, but he essentially brings in a Navy SEAL to live with him to help train him. And it is hilarious. The SEAL is living in his home. He's waking him up at all hours of the night to go run and train and do all these things. But it's just, it's engaging. It's a great story. But it talks about how we need to shake up the norm sometimes and really get in tune to understand what we're capable of doing, not just doing what we always do.
I'm looking at it. It looks hilarious. Is it Jesse Itzler, it looks like?
Jesse Itzler. Thank you. Listen, I have been in airports And I've laughed out loud reading this book. Okay. And so I would encourage people, if you want a fun, hilarious, but also a life lesson type of read, check out Living with the Seal by Jesse Eitzler.
Beautiful. I'm ordering it after we're done here. I love it. Okay, well, now this is a funny one because the next spoke is financial. But I bet even you have had a challenge here or there and that you have some habitual things you're doing to keep on track.
Listen to me. When I first got plugged in with Dave's message and I sat down and started to look at where we were financially, I realized I was throwing away or letting a whole lot of money slip through my fingers. And my struggle, and I talk about this in my book, Retire Inspired, was the grocery shopping. Mm. We were just two people, my wife and I, no children, and we were spending around $1,400 a month on groceries. $1,400 a month. And I realized that I wasn't shopping out of necessity. I was shopping out of habit. It was fun. I loved to cook. Mm-hmm. So I'd get up on a Saturday morning and go drop $300-$400 each week. It wasn't a big deal because we had the money. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that it was a big deal because I was making them rich instead of building my own wealth. So what I did was, is we went to cash, a set dollar amount. We only bought what we needed. We didn't buy everything we wanted. And so that kind of mindset helped shape me to still have financial goals, things that I'm chasing now. Even though I'm growing and I'm focused and I'm working this stuff, but at the same time, I don't want to ever be idle because there's a name for money that isn't attached to a plan. And that name is called spent. Mm. So we need to be intentional and have a game plan for our finances.
Okay. I'm feeling a little guilty. You stepped on my toes last night. I'm not going to post anything on social media about it now. Cause last night, I seared ahi tuna flown in from Hawaii.
Oh wow.
It was so good, but my goodness, it was expensive.
But again, and there's nothing wrong with splurging every once in a while, right? Yeah. I just would got in the habit of doing it all the time. Yeah. And so it didn't make the splurge special. It just made the splurge just ordinary. So it's okay to enjoy some stuff. Okay. I had a lady out in Denver. I was on book tour, and she came up to me, little bitty lady, cute as a button. She was in her 60s, you know, late 60s. She goes, Chris, you and Dave Ramsey don't want people to have no stuff, right? And I looked at her and I said, no, ma'am. I said, that's not true. I want you to have nice stuff. I said, I just want you to pay cash because I don't want stuff to have you. Meaning I didn't want her using debt or being attached to it and not being able to afford it.
Ah, beautiful. And thanks to these sponsors for bringing us today's show. When we fast, we stop eating food and allow our body to repair. The research on the benefits and the reset is profound. The problem is we like food. We're addicted to food. Me too. Missing a meal or a day of eating is terrifying to a lot of people. So here is ProLawn. It's a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. ProLawn is not a diet. It's science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. ProLawn provides a five-day program where you get snacks and soups and beverages all designed to keep your body in a fasting state, while taking away the difficulty and mindset of deprivation. I've fasted for 5 days with nothing but water, and my physical and mental state was incredible. My struggle was just wanting to fulfill my habit of eating. It was significant. ProLawn took that away. It's amazing. I feel like I'm cheating, but getting the benefits of fasting. So right now, ProLawn is offering What Drives You listeners 10% off their five-day nutrition program. So go to ProLawnLife.com/Kevin. That's ProLawnLife.com/Kevin for the special offer. Friends, I'm pretty candid about my lack of financial prowess. Money and numbers are fairly Greek to me, so I need a lot of guidance. One of my closest friends is a wildly successful wealth manager, and I'm working on some financial literacy and just continually seeking guidance. So I ask you to check out yahoofinance.com. Nobody knows it all, and Yahoo Finance is an incredible resource for the rookies like me or the seasoned investors. You know, before my dad passed away recently, Dave Ramsey and his wife Sharon flew down to visit. We all got to spend a day together, and I was at yahoofinance.com just now. I saw multiple news flashes from Dave and other people that you respect, and they're hitting so many of the hottest areas in finance today. So it's a place to get a snapshot of all aspects of your financial interests, and if you have them, your portfolios. I hadn't realized Yahoo Finance is the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. So for your comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. One more time. YahooFinance.com.
Most of today, you will be indoors, likely your home or your office. I am as well. Even with my treks out into the woods, I spend a lot of time inside. And we're going to take about 20,000 breaths. According to the EPA, the indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the outdoor air, sometimes up to 100 times more polluted. At my studio, we have heat being forced through old ducts. I walk on carpet full of years of junk. No idea what's floating in the air that I'm taking constant gulps of. The solution is an air purifier, and Air Doctor is just the best. Air Doctor filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants and allergens such as pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold, bacteria, viruses. They do it so your lungs don't have to. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. Go to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code Kevin, and depending on the model, you'll receive up to 39% off or up to $300 off. Exclusive to podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. So to get this special offer, go to airdoctorpro.com. Use promo code Kevin, airdoctorpro.com, promo code Kevin. All right, next spoke is spiritual. Tell us about the spiritual walk.
Well, I can tell you this, just like as much as I travel, everyone's always accustomed to knowing where the outlets are, right, for our phone. Mm-hmm. We want to keep the phone charged, right, because we don't ever want to be out of touch. And just like our phones need to be recharged, I firmly believe we do too. And the only way to recharge yourself is to plug into something bigger than you. And so looking at that, my walk and my faith, my reliance on my Lord and Savior is very real and is daily. And so I want to encourage your listeners and viewers out there, regardless of where you are. I don't know your walk. I don't know where you stand, but I do know this. I know somebody that can help anybody and loves everybody. And so if you don't know him, I would encourage you to get in touch with somebody and have a conversation. You know, you can start that walk by reading some books or listening to some shows. But I think it's vital. I don't think I could have accomplished anything of what I've accomplished without that guidance and without that love and that support.
And I'll just give an amen to that. Thank you. All right. Next one is career. And I like this one on yours because, again, I appreciate your story, especially in the main interview. Folks, go listen to that. You've had such a varied career as far as what you were applying yourself to as far as the vehicle, and yet stayed so true to that core focus, that core desire that you had in serving others, in protecting others, in caring for others. But in that, as you look now, what are you working on just to, again, keep that a career on the path that is true to you?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned this coming out of the spiritual side. So prayer is a big deal for me, being aware of the Lord's call on my life and what I need to do. But looking at this, I think everybody, regardless of where they are, you need to have a plan, a purpose, and a mission. And what I mean by that is being aware of your talents, being aware of the things that you love to do, that you would do for free, if nothing else was involved. And for me, that's impacting people. I'm an encourager. I'm a coach. And so I'm always looking for ways to be able to do that. Not necessarily always on a bigger scale, doing media hits and speaking and all that, but just one-on-one or in small group fashion. And so I'm always aware of what it is I'm moving to, because I know I'm chasing down the goal. You know, I'm aware of my financial number and I know when I'm going to hit that thing, but that doesn't mean impacting people and loving what it is that I do.
All right. Last one here is the personal spoke. And this one, it's the things that you do for you, all these things you do for you. But what are the things you do just to, you mentioned recharge, but the fun things, the hobbies, the things that give you joy.
Well, I absolutely love to cook. I got a grill for Christmas a couple of years ago, and just love trying new recipes and doing things for my family and having friends come over. And that to me, I think I get that from my grandmother, that loving to entertain and have fun. I get out every once in a while and lose golf balls. Yeah. I say lose them because they don't go where they're supposed to go. Right. But I get out there with friends and have fun doing that. But I have fun also just relaxing, you know, being able to just sit still and just, you know, think, you know, be aware of where am I, you know, how am I doing? I use a AAA process in my life. It's called assess, acknowledge, and activate. And so I'm always kind of, even in these seven areas here, this wheel of life, I'm always assessing what I can do better, where I am. I'm acknowledging where I can improve and what I need to do more of and less of. Then I also want to activate a plan of action. Nothing happens till something happens. And so I'm always looking in that realm as well for the fun side as well as the business side of things for Chris.
Well, Chris, thank you. I feel activated. So I'm ready to go. I know everybody here is. Thanks for just giving us a walk through your personal life and those personal habits, giving us some ideas and a new book and motivation to go play a game with my kids. So thank you so much,
Chris. Thank you so much. It was an absolute privilege to be with you all. I look forward to coming back again.
All right, friends. Well, I'm wondering what habits you were inspired in. Again, you can follow Chris Hogan on Twitter and Instagram at ChrisHogan360 and online at ChrisHogan360.com. Same thing at Facebook. Find him at ChrisHogan360.com. Hey, if you got value, please let Chris know by leaving a review for us in iTunes. If you'll let us know you did that by emailing us at thanks@ZieglerShow.com, we will send you a hard copy of the book Born to Win by Zig Ziglar and Tom Ziglar. Well, let me tell you what's coming up for our next show after sharing some resources with you. Well, coming up next in show 574, we hear a short message from Zig Ziglar with one of the stories I retell over and over again. It focuses on a study of 300 top world leaders and the findings that 75% were raised in poverty, abused as children, or had serious physical impairments. What should we learn from this? Well, tune in and find out. From the message, though, I asked on Facebook, I said, have you had challenges in your life you now realize have benefited you? Or at least the process of overcoming benefited you? Amazing, true stories that Tom Ziglar and I talked through. Hope you will join us for that. Till then, thank you as always for letting me walk with you as we inspire our true performance together.